KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A woman who tried to kill her boyfriend in an acid attack 2 years ago has been handed a 10-year jail sentence. Authorities say Letiwe Mthimkhulu visited Phakamani Sibiya at his home in Magwaveni in Tongaat and offered him a substance to drink. She apparently convinced him it was holy water to cleanse the colon. Sibiya later complained of stomach pains and asked to be taken to the clinic. Mthimkhulu took his phone, saying she will arrange a car. But Sibiya was not taken to a medical facility. Instead, the driver of the car was told to go pick up another man, and then they returned to the victim's house. Here's the KZN NPA's Natasha Kara.
Later on, and in furtherance of the offence, Mthimkhulu and an assailant forced Sibiya to drink the acid, also poured the acid on the left side of Sibiya's head. In addition to the 10-year sentence, Mthimkhulu was declared unfit to possess a firearm.
Sibiya has had to have his left ear removed. Motorists must act responsibly while driving to avoid being on the wrong side of the law. That's the message of the Road Traffic Management Corporation. Spokesperson Simon Zwane says over this festive period, traffic officials may stop and search vehicles without having a warrant. He says motorists need to cooperate with officials.
Their obligation is to treat everybody with respect and politeness. They do have a right to ask you for your driver's license and to check whether the vehicle license disc is valid or not. And where they have to search your vehicle, they will give you reasons why they are stopping and searching vehicles.
Zwane has encouraged motorists to report traffic officers who abuse their power.
You have a right to ask him to identify himself, to see his appointment card, which is an identity that they carry with them, and they must be wearing their name tag. If you feel that you have not even been treated fairly and all of that, you can even look at the vehicle that they're using, take those number plates down, the time at which you were stopped and all of that, and you can use all of that information to report.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the party is under threat of being destroyed.
We are faced with a new moment wherein the EFF experienced its first electoral decline and suffered unprecedented levels of sabotage and infiltration. It is for this reason, delegates, that the theme for this NPA is defend, rebuild, and advance the struggle for economic freedom.
He delivered a three-hour-long opening address to over 2,000 delegates attending the party's elective conference at Nasrec near Soweto. And UK royal residence Buckingham Palace says it's launching a full investigation after a staff member was arrested at a London bar following a Christmas party brawl. The 24-year-old woman is said to have smashed glasses and tried to assault a bar worker on Tuesday night. A palace spokesperson says the event was an informal social gathering and not an official palace party. The woman was arrested on suspicion of common assault, criminal damage, and being drunk and disorderly. Durban and Richards Bay 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. John Plumtree very aware of the Andre Pollard threat when the Hollywoodbet Sharks play the Leicester Tigers in the Champions Cup tomorrow. There's a big KZN derby tonight in the Betway Premiership when AmaZulu host Royal AM, and the Proteas will be out to wrap up the T20 series against Pakistan this evening when they face off at Centurion.